Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. Today, we're looking at some penny-size history, those quick dives into Canadian history that I try and do each week. Wherever you look in Canada, you will find a unique local history story. These stories can be funny, tragic, or just strange. One such story concerns a sheriff and upholding the law to the point that the train was chained to the track. It was 1907 when an early pioneer to Stony Plain, Alberta, Israel Umbach, was elected as overseer and sheriff of the community. And before we get into his legendary story, we should talk about the railway coming to the community first. The first railway station was built when the railway came through Stony Plain in 1905, with R.B. Sparkman serving as the first station agent. Stony Plain served as the western terminus for the CNR, helping to make the community a focal point of activity during those early years. Back to Umbach, and his duties as the sheriff of the area. After being appointed on April 25, 1907, to the position of overseer and sheriff, he got down to work with his duties. One of those duties was collecting the taxes from both residents and businesses. This raised a problem with the Canadian National Railway, who decided they were not interested in paying their share of the taxes to the community. Umbach corresponded with the company extensively, but to no avail. Eventually, it reached the point where he decided to take matters into his own hands. When the CNR train arrived one day, Israel decided to go down to the hardware store and get the heaviest and strongest logging chain that the store sold. With a huge padlock and the chain on his arm, he walked to the locomotive and wrapped the chain around the engine drivers and the track. He then secured the chain with a padlock and told the crew that the train had now been seized and would not move. This helped to spur along the CNR once a CN agent informed the company of the seizure of the train. The CNR officials in Israel exchanged some quick telegraphs, and they agreed to pay the taxes. He then unlocked the chain, and the crew went on their way with their train. Today, a statue stands in Stony Plain honoring Umbach and his train chain story, as well as a replica of the driver with a chain wrapped around it. Now, no mention of Israel would be complete without talking about the many ways he impacted Stony Plain beyond the train incident. He was a carpenter by trade, and he would build the community's first livery barn, school, bank, an addition on the Royal Hotel, the Glory Hills Reformed Church, several homes, and the town hall. Israel and his wife Louisa would have 13 children together, and he would pass away on June 6, 1948. Umbach Road is named for him in Stony Plain. Information for this piece comes from Along the Fifth, A History of Stony Plain and District. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Canadian History X, and if you did, please give a like and review. You can reach me at crwbaird@gmail.com, on Twitter at craigbaird, and you can find hundreds of articles on Canadian history on my website at CanadaX, that's ehx.blogspot.ca. Please consider supporting the podcast through Patreon at patreon.com/BAIRDO.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.